like a jigsaw puzzle. Pictures formed. So I started writing privately too. I remember sitting down at 2 weeks sober and finding that 3,000 words flowed out of me like water from a finely turned on hosepipe. Phew. I felt unburdened. So I did it again and again and again until I had 200,000 words of total nonsense, which I then began to slowly shape into a book. This book took 3 years of a bit here, a bit there to write. For the first 2 years of that, I absolutely intended to don the cloak of a pseudonym. I said to people, I can't talk about the shakes, about morning drinking, about promiscuity, about the wind chime tinkle of tiny bottles in my bag under my real name. Hell no. But then I slowly realised that the people I admired the most in the sober sphere are those who have chosen to step away from the shadows. Those who are fully out. I was inspired by the I Am Not Anonymous movement, a series of beautiful portraits of sober people. I realised that if I hid behind a fake name, I would effectively be saying that growing addicted to booze or getting sober are things to be ashamed of, which they're really not. I am no longer remotely ashamed. Unveiling some of these personal details puts me well out of my comfort zone, it's true, but nothing truly great ever happens in your comfort zone. Stigmas grow in the shadowlands, so let's floodlight the sober movement. Alcohol is an addictive drug. There's no shame in not being able to use it moderately. You are not unusual if you can't stop at one or two. You're not broken or weak. You're actually the norm. 2/3 of Brits are drinking more than they intend to. We should be able to drop I don't drink or I'm teetotal or I'm taking a break from drinking into conversation just as smoothly as we say, I don't eat meat, or I'm a non-smoker, or I'm taking a break from dairy. There shouldn't be any cringe around choosing to do something positive for your body and well-being. Our thinking about drinking as a society is wonky. Drinking is not inevitable, or compulsory. We don't need to have a doctor's note to excuse us from swan diving into wine. We don't have to be driving to say, no tar. And it's not just recovering alcoholics, like me, who can choose not to drink. We have a collective shame around feeling like we're failing at alcohol. We've been conditioned into that hangdog shame. We've been taught to hide away our struggles with alcohol. It's high time that changed. It's a moonshot goal, but I'm hoping this book will help rebrand and realign how people see sobriety. I'm hoping this will start the I'm drinking too much and I don't know how to stop conversation. Instead of sobriety being something a clutch of failed drinkers have to do, it's something we all get to do, if we choose it. I could say that I wrote this book purely for Britain's booze hounds as a selfless exercise. I could say I martyred myself and bared my questionable past to show other people how rad sobriety is. But I did it as much for myself as I did it for you. Writing this helped me immeasurably, so thank you for having me. For buying this book that got me and keeps me joyfully sober. Introduction. Sober as defined by the Oxford Living Dictionary. Adjective. 1. Not affected by alcohol. 2. Serious, sensible, and solemn. 3. Muted in colour. Synonyms. Not intoxicated. Grave. Staid, businesslike, strict, puritanical, no nonsense, plain, severe, austere, conservative, unadventurous, quiet, drab, and plain. Antonyms: drunk, light-hearted, frivolous, sensational, emotional, flamboyant. This is what I thought for 20 years. Sod that. Being sober sounds so dull. I do not want to live in that grey, businesslike, cold and unadventurous place. I want to live in the technicolour, sensational opposite of sober instead. Let's open another bottle. As a teenager, I had a handmade photo frame above my bed. Inside it, there was a picture of my friends and me, curled around each other like cross-eyed kittens, bat-faced after having smuggled ourselves aged 13 into a club after an Elastica gig. I dotted neon star stickers around it.